Secretary Gates told reporters he hopes to give President Bush a report in the next few days on what he learned during his meetings with Iraqi officials and U.S. military commanders here. But he declined to reveal whether he will recommend a temporary increase in U.S. troop levels to the president.
We've talked with the Iraqis about the best path forward in terms of improving the security situation here in Baghdad. I think we have a broad strategic agreement between the Iraqi military and Iraqi government and our military. Clearly, there are more discussions that need to take place in Washington and more specific recommendations.
There are currently 140,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, and the president is considering whether to send as many as 30,000 more to help quell sectarian fighting in Baghdad and the western El Anbar province. Mr. Bush has said he is waiting for recommendations from Secretary Gates and other advisors before making that decision. No announcement is expected before early January. Secretary Gates acknowledged that the road ahead is not an easy one, but said things are moving in a positive direction.
Will the way forward probably be difficult? Probably. This is a very difficult situation. But I believe, based on what I've heard and seen both from the American commanders and from the Iraqis, that things are moving in a positive direction. But it's going to be a long haul.
American patience with the war in Iraq has been waning, particularly as U.S. casualties mount. The U.S. military said Friday that three more Marines and one U.S. sailor were killed Thursday in the volatile El Anbar province, bringing to 76 the number of American troops killed this month. More than 2,900 U.S. military personnel have been killed since the war began in 2003. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。